As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Literally, it's quiet right now.
It's too quiet.
Later on tonight, it won't be, as many Falcon fans will be here. It is a members draft party that's going on. We're down here. Mike, we've done this now X amount of years.
Right.
Every year, the anticipation of where the Falcons are going to go. People start to get off work. They start coming in here. And, you know, everybody's kind of chatting it up and saying, man, where are we going to go? What do we do? What do we need? And every year, they do something that we don't expect.
Yes.
Listen.
Well, you did call Bijan. I mean, the Bijan one you had, and you told people Penix was a distinct possibility.
Absolutely.
Just the day before the draft.
Well, listen, and today, you know, it's funny because Garrett's down here with us. He's our on-site producer today, and Day-Day is off. O is back at the studio, and Garrett literally said to us, all right, fellas, well, what do you guys think? And I said, I'll tell you, at 6:50 tonight, who I think the Falcons are going to take.
Womp, womp.
Okay? But right. The reality, though, Mike, is we are in the right area code, okay? Mm-hmm. We are in the right area code. I'm not going to tell you exactly for sure right now at 2 o'clock that the Falcons are taking this guy or that guy, but we're in the right area code. But I will say this. There won't be a surprise like there was last year with the Penix pick. Guys, if you're a Falcons fan and you're listening to us and you're going, they're going to screw this up, here's what I'm getting to. Mm. How much trust do you have that the organization is going to get it right? And Mike has talked a lot about this, guys. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is draft day. We're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But you've said because of the past draft history, sometimes it's hard for Falcon fans to believe that they're going to get it right.
Yeah, I mean, all I did today was post a photo of me standing here at the 40-yard line, and automatically, you know what's going to happen. I got memes of, like, Lucy pulling the football up as Charlie Brown tries to kick it. So, yeah, I get it. We've all been beaten down by the process over the years, and sometimes, yes, it has kind of confounded our sensibilities, what we all expected. But, I mean, this year it is pretty simple. Carl and I said it. Guys, it's either going to be a defensive end, an edge rush, it's going to be an outside linebacker, or it's going to be a defensive tackle. One of three. Now, the outliers are the corner and the super-duper outlier, which Carl still mocks me on, is offensive tackle. But that's only if everybody else apparently goes off the board. But I just think, to me, it's tackle or edge rush. That's what I think we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And who we're talking to.
I hope so, because those guys in those positions help us. I will tell you, as we get started here today, there are a couple of interesting things that are happening. Here's what I'm hearing, Mike. Jihad, the kid out of Alabama, the right. Linebacker we've talked a lot about, Jihad Campbell, yes. The injury concerns, he may be sliding.
Okay.
Will Johnson out of Michigan
right.
May be sliding a little bit because of the injury concerns. And remember, we talked about him. That's a corner.
Right.
And we said, all right, if he's the best corner on the board, I've been talking a lot about you know, the kid out of Texas who I like a lot more, and I think he's more versatile. But the fact is, there are some guys. It's draft day. It is round one, and there are some guys who were projected to be first round picks. They still may be, Mike, but maybe they don't go as high as we thought they would. So some of the things that are playing out right now, teams are still looking to maybe make a move. I do not think that either one of these top three teams come off of their picks, guys. I want to say it takes way too much for anybody to go in and get two or three away from the Browns or the Giants.
Right.
But, Mike, some of these guys, and when I say slide, again, don't misunderstand me. They're not going to day three. But, Mike, when you talk about being a potential top 10 pick to maybe being pick 22, that's a big deal.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we've had so much. I mean, some of this is feels like misdirection. That's why I was joking around. After like 3 months of prognostication, we're finally getting to the real thing. And everything between the Shedeur-Sanders conversation, you just mentioned, you know, what's going on with Jahad Campbell. Because it's funny, because just yesterday, of course, his agent, now this isn't anybody with the NFL, but his agent says, no, no, he's good. His shoulder, he'll be good for camp.
You know why?
Because there's a concern that he's going to drop.
That's right.
You know, and then yesterday, we spoke about for the first time at length, Donovan Ezeraku out of Boston College, and a lot of guys were like, you know, again, if I get it, there's varying degrees of interest. Maybe you don't follow as much as we do. We're talking about this every day. Maybe you just tune in the week of or start looking at it. Guys, we've done pretty well taking players from the ACC. Okay, Bergeron out of Syracuse, Lindstrom out of Boston College. I mean, I know you
Grady.
You guys make it sound like the ACC is all of a sudden Pop Warner football. You know, I mean, yes, these guys go to the NFL. The SEC is a monster, but I mean, Donovan, if we are talking to Donovan Ezeraku tomorrow from Boston College, he does everything you'd want. He gets the quarterback on the ground and he sets the edge. So when a running back is trying to, he stands his ground, doesn't get pushed around, and also gets the quarterback. And to me, that's the guy we want. So even though it's not sexy and it's not a Georgia player, I got no problem with that.
I don't either. And I hope that our listeners are not solely caught up on that. I mean, if you're a dog fan, you went to Georgia, you bleed red and black, I get it. And you're sick of the Falcons bypassing potential Georgia players.
Right. But and you feel Mykel Williams is the dude.
And that's fine. But the reality is also that there are a ton of other guys in this draft that can help us, and we can't be singularly focused, guys, on the fact that if it's not a Georgia player, it's the wrong move. 404-726-0929. You can always hit us up. Find us on social media. We're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, guys, hanging out for tonight's draft party here at the stadium. Find Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. And, of course, you can always find the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929 on this radio station. Follow it at 929 The Game and keep up with everything that's going on. We are going to let you hear over the next 5 hours a bunch of folks that we've either talked to or that have come on our radio station in regards to the draft, because we're trying to give you as much perspective on this thing as we go into the night as we possibly can. Charles Davis stopped by. We'll hear from DJ Shockley. Emory Hunt went on the midday show, guys. Really good draft guy for CBS. We're going to let you hear our buddy Ross Tucker, Steve Weiss, a variety of voices that you'll hear over the next 5 hours. But in the meantime, Mike, we're going to chop it up with you guys. And, you know, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you're thinking. I think there's a lot of excitement. But I also think that's tempered, Mike,
right,
by the fact that we are picking 15th. We're not in the top 10 or top 5. We probably will stay there. But if we move back,
right,
then maybe the excitement is not as much as it has been the last couple of years when we were in the top 10.
I tell you what, man. I've been covering the Falcons since 1998. And I got to tell you, every year, with the exception of a few years like Vic Beasley, which we thought was the pick right there at 8, and we did, I've wanted us to trade down for years. Now, in some cases, you know, we just couldn't because you need a trade partner. And we heard Terry Fontenot speak with the media yesterday, and not like he's being condescending. It's true. We can all have fun on these draft generators and simulators. But, I mean, you know, some of these valuations are off by a mile, and you're not going to get what you think you're going to get. But I'd love for us to pick up right now a extra second rounder and a third rounder. And the way we do that is we got to drop down at least 10 spots. So that's me. You have to be prepared to fall to 25 or in that neighborhood. Because, guys, right now all we have is 15, 46, and 118. That's tough in a year where we know we got some holes to fill. 16, we did a hell of a job, man. We got 3 starters, 4 if you count Hooper.
Yeah, and that's the challenge for Terry Fontenot tonight. He did say, and he's not making excuses yesterday, and we'll let you hear a little of Terry coming up as well, saying we've got 5 picks. We've got to hit it out of the park with these 5 picks if they keep the 2 seventh-rounders. I actually don't think they're going to. I think that, you know, day 2 and 3 could play out a lot different than tonight. But tonight is the night where you should get a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
You should get a guy who comes in and affects the football team in a way that, Mike, when we're talking about the playoffs next year in this stadium and we're headed to the playoffs, that guy is a major part of what has happened with the defense or, you know, however they're going to try to use that particular player. I just feel like that is where we have to go. But I don't know if they're going to stay put with those 2 seventh-rounders because, again, you talk about rolling the dice. The 3 picks, you know, the first,
right,
the second, and the fourth, okay. I don't know about the seventh rounders. Either way, we'll see how it all shakes out, and that's what makes the draft so interesting. While we're talking about edge rushers, and you're going to hear Mark Ross coming up here in just a little bit on the show, but Big O back at the studio, can you find where he was talking about, I think it's 23, where he's talking about Marshall edge rusher Mike Green as an NFL edge rusher? And Mike and I spent a lot of time on Mike Green. I think a lot of people have jumped on board. Mm-hmm. You do a lot of mock drafts. It's easy because people are just, you know, kind of inserting him into that slot and saying, oh, well, it makes sense. And I told you guys that the Falcons do really like him. But right. This is another guy's opinion about how he feels about Marshall edge rusher Mike Green.
Yeah, I like Mike Green. He's my second best edge rusher after Abdul Carter. And the stats, you see the stats and the level he played at, but – you know, it's real. He played his best game against Ohio State. So if there's any doubts, just check out how he played against them. And then he stepped it up at the Senior Bowl. But, you know, he just shows a variety of moves, the spin, the dip. He's got some jolt in his hands, especially in the run game when he takes on tight end. So he would be an ideal pick if he's there for the Falcons.
It's funny, I went round and round with a dude yesterday about this. Small school. I only started at UVA. Stuff in his personal life. I go, dude, I wasn't there. I don't know, man. Like I said, I mean, would you have told the Cowboys not to take Micah Parsons? No. I mean, hell, it would have taken us to take Micah Parsons at 4 in retrospect that year in 2021. So as Carl and I said, and we're not, like, by the way, we're not trying to sound like a bunch of Philistines. I don't care. I want to win at all costs. But if I haven't seen anything about a police report or charges or settlements, I don't want to hear about it because you don't know either. You know, so and we've seen the full spectrum. We've seen guys that are cavemen in the NFL that made it to the NFL that shouldn't have. We've seen guys that got victimized by people who had that were going for money. We've seen guys that were Brian Burns, USC player, his entire life derailed over false accusations. So I mean, I don't know, and I don't think you know either. So I mean, to just be glib about it on social media to me is stupid.
Yeah, Green is he's got all the elements, man. And here's the deal. Abdul Carter is considered the best edge rusher, but he's not the best pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to Green. And when I say that, guys, I'm talking about a guy that can come in and he's already got pass rush moves. He's explosive. He's got great hands. All the stuff that you want to talk about, bend off the edge, that's the stuff that matters. And so, Mike, some of that stuff you have to teach guys. He's not one of these guys you're going to have to teach in year one. He's going to come in ready with that and then hopefully progress and get better with that skill set. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, getting you ready for the NFL draft tonight, a full 5 hours today as we're live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I want to remind you, when we get done, our buddy Mike Conti, of course, Wes Durham, the voice of our Falcons, and Dave Archer, the analyst, will all have you ready for the draft. Live coverage, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They're going to take you pick by pick. And all the way up through the Falcons pick, I can't tell you how late they're going to go, but I will tell you they'll be here all throughout the first round, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Every year I find myself, Mike, because I try to get home to take in the draft and make sure I got all my notes and everything taken care of, and I'm driving home, and I always hear interesting stuff from Dave and Wes and Mike Conti.
Hey, man, wouldn't it be fun if tomorrow we're at Flower Branch and we're talking to Abdul Carter, and we moved like
that would be incredible.
We gave this year's first, next year's first, whatever it was to get up there and get that dude. I mean, like, basically be the defensive equivalent of the Julio Jones or the Mike Vick trade when we went from 5-1 with the Chargers.
It would be incredible.
I mean, something that would just electrify the fan base.
Well,
I think it would.
I do, too. And this is what I was saying about tempered expectations. Picking 15th, you go, okay, I know we're going to get a good player, but there's nothing like picking 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
Or top 5 when you know, okay, something special is about to happen. We're about to get something special. It's like we talk about, and look, there's no comparison and there never will be. But when the Falcons got Mike Vick, there will never be another comparison to the feeling of what this community felt, right?
The and vibe so, was the – plus, not to mention, you know, all those Falcon woebegone, these tales of all the misery as a Falcon fan. Carl, it was the most un-Falcon thing ever.
So that's – but, Mike, to your point, if they were to do something like that tonight, I'm not saying it will equal it, but it would get me as excited as I've been in a very long time to say, hey, we, in fact, are all in. Are they all in? If they're all in, and I've been saying this since the early spring – if you see a guy in this draft that you feel like you have to have, go make it happen. I don't want to hear about, oh, well, we can't do this or that or the other. If I'm a general manager potentially on my last year of my deal, Mike, and I'm not saying it's the last year of his deal, I'm saying I feel like he might be fighting for his job, I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Right, and it doesn't matter because that pick, whatever you're going to give in next year's future, that's maybe somebody else's problem because as we all, I think we're all in agreement, we don't go to the playoffs this year, there's going to be a new general manager. So, look, you look where we're at. the two things. You got to have someone to trade up to, just like you have to someone to trade down to. But you got to be able to come with a sweet pot. If you're somebody you've identified as a game changer, this is a draft where most people, and we quoted Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network. By the way, you watch NFL or ESPN tonight? I watch NFL Network for your draft coverage.
Yeah, I heard Andy and Randy talking about this. Look, for me, I don't know. It's
who's more aggravating at the time than you switch over
correct,
to the other one?
Correct. That, to be honest with you, that's kind of where I'm at. I might have both on at the same time with all the TVs. I may have both on.
But the reason I bring it up is Daniel Jeremiah has said this is a draft with a lot of, you know, starters. You know, if you want to call them worker bees, a lot of depth. Carl said there's basically the same kind of ranking or rating on players through basically the middle of the second round. So, you know, can you find – but if there is a guy – and that's the thing. That's just being said. You know, we didn't know that Micah Parsons was going to be that most recently that guy. We thought Khalil Mack was going to be pretty good. Khalil Mack was a rock star. So we'll find out. Is that dude in this draft? And as Carl said, can we get our hands on him?
Can we get our hands on him? When we come back, the other compelling thing we're keeping our eye out on tonight, and you should too. We're going to tell you about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.